السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Honorable and respected friends, Allah تبارك وتعالى has sent us onto this earth, and when we look comparatively, on the one hand, it's a journey and the destination is the akhirat. On the other hand, the dunya in its nature is very fleeting. If we would have not left this world would leave us. At the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent a delegation of some people, sahaba and tabi'in, to a particular place, and they had come to a caravan inn. A very well-kept building, very sophisticated according to those days. And the person of the caravan inn was very hospitable to this delegation. And they cherished the good treatment he had given. And then they noticed on the side of that caravan inn was a wedding that was taking place. There was some commotion. So the owner of the inn said that that's my family, that's my people, and you people are invited for that function. So they go to this function, and there is a woman that is playing some musical instruments, and she is singing some songs. Now in this narration, one couplet that they narrated, that she was saying, Ya ma'ashar al-hussad, mutu kamida. Usually when people have their own functions, there is a lot of opulence, there is a lot of expenditure, and there is a lot of extravagance. And together with that, sometimes we use our occasions to get back at others. And this is what the theme of what she was saying, that O assembly of jealous people, you can see the opulence we are in, you can see the extravagance, our lifestyle, the leisure. So let grief come into your hearts and you can die grieving. Kada nakunuma Baqina abada. Now this second part of it now heightens heedlessness. And she's saying that this is how we will be. This will be our lifestyle forever. We will remain forever and ever. Baqina abada. Now when we look at this verse, and then we look at our thoughts, sometimes it may be in the back of our minds, sometimes it may be somewhere in our hearts, that the thought that we are going to leave this world never comes, does not come. Maybe we don't have the feeling that we'll be here forever. She had the feeling that she's going to be here forever, but now the thought came of Maud. Did it come to us? Did it not come to us? So sometimes we may not feel that we are going to be here forever and ever, but does the thought of our departure come? وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ أَلَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَى. The commentators have given two different ways of understanding this ayat. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَى. Destruction to those people who violate the rights of others in front of them, behind their backs, and they think, they count their wealth,
And they think that their wealth is going to keep them on this world forever, or they feel that their wealth will remain on this earth forever. So we sometimes don't have that thought. But the question is, does the thought of mouth, the thought of this life, short-lived life, ever come to us that we are on a journey and we are going to be moving on? Hazrat Ji, Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, in one of his maktubat, there is an incident that he has quoted of a person that went into his treasure house. We're not talking about a safe. Today's safes also are not safe. We're not talking about a walk-in safe. It was an entire treasure house. And when he goes in, Hazrat Ji says that at that time, the wealth that he had was not the issue. But what came into his heart is that I have so much that leave me, my children, my grandchildren, and their children, and their children don't have to work, it is sufficient for them. That is the thought that Allah Ta'ala did not like. That he had forgotten that Allah is the sustainer, he had forgotten that it all comes from Allah Ta'ala. And brothers, as I am talking, all of us, we just need to introspect and take stock about the thoughts in our minds. So Allah Ta'ala caused the door of the treasure house to shut and lock. Everything is automatic. It locked. It was at night when he went to see his wealth, which also was not an issue by Allah Ta'ala. And now, in the morning, everybody looks for him. Nobody finds him. Nobody knows where he is. Did he take a walk somewhere? So they put out an alert, missing person, and the man cannot be found. After some days, people thought probably he could be in this treasure house. And when they opened the door, he had suffocated to death. That wealth that he thought would be good for him and generation and the next generation and the next generation, that same place was the cause of his death. So this is what this woman is saying. And this is what she thought. That she's going to be, and all her people will be here on this earth forever. Now, sometimes, this was in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the time of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr, then the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar, then the Khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman, and then the Khilafat of Sayyidina Ali, and then a short while of Sayyidina Hussein, and then Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a span of about 2 decades, 20, 30 years max. This group again was appointed now by Sayyidina Muawiyah to travel on the same journey, on the same route. And as they were going, some of the people of the first delegation were in the second delegation. And they came to the same place, now anticipation, the last time they were hosted, they were given honor, and now they can have a break and there will be something to look forward to. And when they came there, they saw the building collapsed, the place is deserted, everything is finished, there is nobody in the area. All deserted, haunted. So now they began to wonder, and they went and took a walk to where that wedding had taken place, that function. They had found a little hillock, a little hole, and a very old lady sitting at the entrance of that hole. And that old lady is now almost on her last lap. So at that time, They asked her about the function that took place about 20 to 30 years ago. Where are the people? There was livestock, the area was filled of movement, lively people, there seemed to be a lot of wealth, and now there is absolutely nothing. The old lady said they have all died, they're all gone. Then they recalled and they reminded her about the lady playing those musical instruments and singing these couplets. This old lady said, it was me. So what she thought, that we'll remain like this in opulence, we'll remain like this in wealth, we will have all the luxuries and everything. But that was not to be. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in these historical narrations, Allah Ta'ala leaves for us all a very, very powerful message that we need to think. And now we went through this era and we, Allah Ta'ala save us from a further onslaught and another wave. But we've been through this. We've seen virtually families leave this world. Houses that were inhabited are now locked. Men who had so many around him now is alone. Women that had so many people around her is now struggling to look after herself. And this, brothers and friends, is the reality of life. Ulama have written, if you look at this month of Ramadan, treat it like a lifelong era, an entire life. We all said it just came and it's gone. But little do we realize, not only Ramadan is gone, we also going to be gone. Ramadan will come, Allah Ta'ala grant us good long life with afiyat, with khair, with iman, with amal, and with adab and respect and etiquette. But the next Ramadan will come. But we do not realize that we may also be gone. And what Allah Ta'ala wants from us is very simple. In tonight's Taraweeh, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ هَذَا مَا تُوعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ. What an invitation Allah Ta'ala is giving us. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah Ta'ala gives us this invitation to Jannat. We speak about a function in which selected people are going to be chosen and have been chosen, and we are also one of those selected ones, we cannot miss. Here Allah Ta'ala is giving us the invitation to Jannat. And that invitation to Jannat, Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. Jannat has been brought close and not far for the muttaqeen, for those who have the quality of taqwa. We spoke about it a few days ago. One is amal, one is actions and deeds. Bring actions and deeds in my life and your life to the extent that that deed becomes a quality. Aqimu salah, aqimu salah, aqimu salah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, al-musallim. Perform salah to that extent that we become a musalli, not in the eyes of people, in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. That's it. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now gives these qualities. هَذَا مَا تُعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ. That this has been, you have been promised this for who? لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ. For every awwab. Who is an awwab? Awwab is a tawwab. Person that makes excessive tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. One is to make tawbah. And one is to become a repentant person. But again, how are we going to become a repentant person if we feel the deeds we're doing are excellent? We have this feeling it is all accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accepts. We have this feeling that only my deeds are the best. Allah save us from all these thoughts. But we have to become tawwab. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about muttaqeen here, Allah Ta'ala speaks about another place of a muttaqeen. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. Who are these muttaqeen? In fact, in one tafsir kitab, there is a narration that when this verse was revealed, Shaitan lamented and Shaitan cried. He lamented and he cried. What was his cry? وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those people who are promiscuous, shameless, immodest, they carried out deeds of immodesty. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And, or they wronged themselves, they committed sins. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Then thereafter they remembered Allah Ta'ala. When they remembered Allah Ta'ala, then what happened? They made tawbah. They sought forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Allah make us all maaf. But really, when Allah Ta'ala addressed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. One interpretation in the hadith, perform salat when you remember Allah Ta'ala, read your salat. You were late, you thought about it, read your salat. And one interpretation, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your salat. Make salat to remember Allah Ta'ala. The munafiqeen, qamu kusala, yura'una an-nas, wa la yadhkuruna Allah illa qalila. They remember Allah Ta'ala very little. So the thought comes that these muttaqeen are such people, they commit sin and then they remember Allah and they turn to Allah. Me in my ibadat, do I remember Allah? I've read 20 rakats taraweeh now. Did the thought of Allah Ta'ala come in my 20 rakats? And I read 20 rakats yesterday and I'm reading 20 rakats from the first of Ramadan. Did the thought of Allah Ta'ala come, Dhakarullah? So Shaitan cried, he lamented. But nonetheless, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying now, that Jannat is for those people. هَذَا مَا تُعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابِ. That person that excessively turns towards Allah and seeks forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Hafiz. The second quality of Hafiz has two dimensions to it. One dimension is that he knows he made a pledge with Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he fulfills all the commandments of Allah and he's vigilant. Hafiz, one who safeguards, one who looks after. And the other meaning of Hafiz is the opposite, he keeps away from sin. He keeps away from sin. هَذَا مَا تُعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. That person that fears Allah Ta'ala without seeing Allah Ta'ala, he has the awe, khashiyat, the love of Allah. And because he has the love of Allah Ta'ala, he fears that I don't want to displease Allah Ta'ala. That's his fear. Allah is my beloved, I love my Allah. My Allah has given me so much. And I do not want Allah Ta'ala to be displeased with me. Without seeing Allah Ta'ala. And then, man khashiyar rahmana bil ghaib wa ja'a bi qalbin munib. And he comes with a heart of inabat. A heart that ever turns towards Allah. That heart is always in attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala says, Udkhuluha bisalam. Dhalika yawmul khulud. Enter Jannat with salam, with peace. No problems, no visa issues, no vaccinations to be taken, no cards required, no quarantine, no nothing. Udkhuluha bisalam. Dhalika yawmul khulud. That will be the day of eternal entry, an entry forever and ever. Such an entry that you will never exit. Friends, when are we going to make this tawbah? When are we going to bring these qualities? When is this heart of ours going to turn towards Allah? We have these few nights. Tonight is an odd night, the 25th of Ramadan. Let us turn towards Allah. One is to make tawbah, and one is to beseech Allah that, oh Allah, turn my heart towards you. Allah, turn my heart towards you. Allah is muqallib al-qulub. Allah is muqallib al-qulub. Allah is the one that turns hearts. Allah, you turn my heart towards you. That is all I want. I want you. I want you to be pleased. Everything else will come. Everything else will come. And understand that it is a matter of urgency. In the sense that let us not delay and dilly-dally. We've seen too much around us. Turn towards Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Hamid Lafaf Rahmatullah Ali says that when a person begins to remember the shortness of this life, he remembers that he is just on a journey. Amongst the benefits and amongst the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala upon him, one is Allah gives him the tawfiq of making tawbah. And number two, Allah Ta'ala gives him the enthusiasm to carry out ibadat. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all of this. Brothers, let us turn towards Allah on this night and all the other nights that are left and all the other days that are left of this month of Ramadan. And let us not stop everything after Ramadan, but let us continue the momentum. It may not be at this pace, but whatever, let us continue in our ibadat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make a dua. And brothers, remember inshallah at 9:45, the next session will be beginning. Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Desai Sahab, Atala Allahu Baqa'a, will continue with the program. There will be some nasiha, there will be dhikr taking place, turning towards Allah Ta'ala. Dua will be made. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to participate in all of this. Let us make dua now and then we can freshen up and inshallah we come back. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama anta ahlu fa salli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama anta ahlu. وافعل بنا كما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين O most merciful and kind and gracious Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, give us the reality and the realization, Ya Allah, that we are on this journey towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we are on the journey towards Akhirat, Ya Allah. Whatever our strive be, whatever our effort be, Ya Allah, we have to come to you, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, turn our hearts towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of making tawbah and make us amongst those slaves and servants of yours that continue to make tawbah. O most merciful Allah, turn our hearts towards you. Ya Allah, give us a heart, Ya Allah, that is filled with your love and the awe, O Allah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah. Give us a life, Ya Allah, that lies ahead in the time that we have, Ya Allah. A life of your ita'at and your obedience. A life, O Allah, in which you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, grant us your muhabbat and your love. Grant us the love of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem Mawla, take us from this world in a state of iman. Ya Allah, save us from the adab of the qabr. Ya Allah, grant us all jannatul firdaus without any reckoning. O most merciful Allah, Be pleased with us now in this dunya. Ya Allah, be pleased with us in the hereafter. O Rabbi Kareem, amongst us, whoever has whatever difficulties, Ya Allah, remove them, Ya Allah. Whoever has whatever illnesses, Ya Allah, grant us all shifa. O Allah, in the ummah, Ya Allah, whoever is ill and sick, grant them shifa. O most merciful Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah, make us yours. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu, wa sallallahu wa sallam على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.